Now, Craig, Bruce, you'll be very pleased to know that Michael Chernoff is not on a webcam this morning, because the look on Michael's face, the grimace when John Loftman gave that weather forecast, nothing against John personally, but the look on your face, rain, freezing rain, snow.
You should have come down for weather down here.
But Indians General Manager Michael Chernoff joins us here in Goodyear, Arizona, as part of our Wahoo Week coverage. Michael, great to have you on.
Great to be here. Thanks for having me.
Let's talk a little bit about this 2016 season. Reasons to be optimistic, you tell us.
Well, I think as we saw last year, we struggled right out of the gates in the beginning of the year last year. And really, not until the second half of the year did we see this team come together and gel. We've traded away some of the veterans, some of the younger guys that were really coming into their own, the core of our team. Michael Brantley, Corey Kluber, Jan Gomes, Jason Kipnis, Carlos Carrasco took ownership of the team. And with the infusion of guys like Francisco Lindor, really came together. I think what we saw was that we could compete. We were a great team in the second half. Up until about the last week of the season, we're in contention and got ourselves back into contention. So I think as we look to this year, we saw that this was a team, this was a group of guys that we could build off of. And really what we needed to do is complement that group. And as we headed into spring training, we felt like we were able to do that this offseason.
Michael, there really wasn't that big splashy move, the real headline-making move in the offseason. So how is this team better today than it was at the end of the year last year?
Well, first of all, when you start with a young team, you expect – look, not every guy's going to get better. Some guys are going to have worse years. But when you're playing with a young team, you find that that group – that's heading into the peak of their career tends to, as a whole, improve each year. And I think we see that. We see that with the shape that our guys are coming in. We see that with the mentality that guys are coming in with. So, you know, like I said, the group of guys that came together at the end of the year last year, starting pitching staff anchored by four or five guys that really make up one of the better pitching staffs in baseball. I think when you have that kind of foundation, you don't need to add huge pieces. You don't need to focus on completely rebuilding or doing anything like that. It's more about complementing the team in the right way. We did that with guys like Mike Napoli, Juan Uribe recently, Rajai Davis, and a few of the non-roster pieces that we brought in.
When you now come to Goodyear, is there a particular position or a particular battle that you're looking at, something that you want to see play out here in the next 30 days or so?
Well, I think we have a few of them around the diamond. I mean, we've got a fifth spot in the rotation is open, some spots in the bullpen. But I think where we're really going to focus our energy is in the outfield. We had, Michael Brantley with his end-of-season injury is going to be out for probably about a month or so heading into the season. And then the Abraham Almonte suspension, which means he'll be out for the first 80 games, means there are two wide-open spots in the outfield. So we've got a lot of guys in camp that can compete for those spots, but really that's where we're going to focus our attention.
How did the Almonte situation reconfigure spring training? How did that alter things?
Well, anytime you get news like that this late in the off season, first of all, there's not a whole lot you can do about it. We happen to have brought in Will Venable, an experienced outfielder that can play some center field the day before. We had been seeking that outfield depth. But when you get that kind of news, it definitely throws off the planning and spring training a little bit. And you have to refocus and figure out how you're going to tap into the depth of your team. You have it during the season all the time with injuries. We deal with this all the time. I think the unique part of this is that with Brantley and Almonte, it's how do we deal with those right at the beginning of the season, not just at some point, some 4 to 6 week period within the season.
Craig, Bruce, before we let Michael Chernoff go, a question or two for the Indians GM.
Well, when we talked yesterday to Chris Antonetti and we mentioned how he's been promoted to the president, we asked how things have changed for him. He said it's pretty similar. Any big jumps for you, or do you still feel the same way?
You know what? We have been really fortunate to have a lot of stability in the organization. And so I've been working with Chris for a little bit over 12 years, almost 13 years now since I got here in 2003. And really, Chris has provided a lot of us in the office a tremendous amount of opportunity. So I think not a whole lot has changed dramatically in the jobs. I think you have small additional responsibilities, maybe in the operations, some of the behind-the-scenes things that we do. But in terms of what we're, what the core focus of our jobs are, no, not much has changed, really.
Maybe a better parking space, perhaps?
No, not at all. I am still parking way down that ramp. Yeah. I should have had you negotiate my contract.
Hey, before we let you go, just as you get a sense of the clubhouse, what are you picking up on? What's the vibe in there? That this team is real close, that it, there's kind of that motivation to get over the hump and get back to postseason?
Yeah, I mean, as we got here last year, I think we felt like we had a very similar group of guys that had been here from the year before, and we felt like maybe that group was going to come together and gel and build that identity. It didn't really happen until the second half of the year. I think we had a lot more veterans that were not necessarily the best players on our team, but were some of the leaders in the clubhouse. As we head to spring training this year, we see some of our best players as that core group of guys in the clubhouse, and they really now have been together for a few years as a group. They're kind of gelling, building an identity. We're seeing them come together. We see them take a little bit more ownership of this team. It's not us. It's not Tito pushing it. It's guys kind of getting on each other a little bit. Corey Kluber, Michael Brantley, Jason Kipnis kind of taking on that more veteran role of how do we lead this group of guys? How do we get Francisco Lindor to make sure that in his sophomore year with us, he doesn't have that, you know, those high expectations that can sometimes just knock a guy down? How do we help him learn how to adapt to the big leagues and adjust? So I think we're seeing things like that happen, and that's probably a really good sign at this point in the year.
No doubt. Hey, we appreciate you stopping by.
Thanks, Tim.
Best of luck in 2016.
Great to talk with you guys.
Thanks, Mike. Michael Chernoff, Indians general manager, joining us here as part of our Wahoo Week coverage in Goodyear, Arizona. You know, guys, before I send it back to you, you said Bill Harper, one of the biggest Indians fans around, is dropping in the studio. Bill from the United Way of Greater Lorain County. Maybe we should have let him pop in there and ask a quick question or two.
Well, his question was going to be, how are you going to start to get the team not have such a slow start in April? But
And you know what? That's a great start. Hello. That's a great question, because it certainly has been a pattern the past few years. I certainly have that one kind of in my mind when Tito joins us. So, yeah, that's – and who did we run earlier this morning? But we've run so many interviews. Somebody talked about getting off to a good start. You got to have that good start. So
right. Well, Brad Mills joins us. We had Mike Napoli, also Jabba Chamberlain as well. So
oh, it was the interview. I'm sorry, we haven't run it yet. It was the interview I did yesterday with Rajay Davis, talking about getting out of the gate quickly. Yeah, that's right. Going to be important, no doubt. You haven't heard that yet, well, but I've heard it.
You were there.
I was there.
When people go to WEWL.com on our Wahoo Week page, we'll get some of those different interviews posted up throughout the week. So if you miss any of the ones we do live here or that Tim has been able to get through the week, by the end of this week, they'll all be up there at WEWL.com for you to chance to hear some of the players and get a chance to – we've seen the names in the paper. Now it's a chance to sort of hear from them and get their thoughts about why they – want to be a part of the 2016 Cleveland Indians.